Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows on danaglennsmith.com, The Bane of Lawless People, Prophesied Lawlessness, Mystery of Iniquity, Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World, on warn-usa.com, Exalted Lord, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 85 on Battle Lines, Righteous Servants, Book of Romans, Part 12 on Warn Radio. And don't miss the following Warn Radio episodes for October 4th through the 6th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Revelation, Saving America, Gospel Christian Aid, Cost of Faith at Warn Radio. Thursday's Battle Lines Isaiah Series, Fruits of Transgression, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 191 on Battle Lines. Kingdom War and the Coming King Fighting God, Part 6 on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. And hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America today. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Angus & Robertson, and The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great as well. It's good to be here tonight with all our brethren.
Yeah. It's the 11th of the month, 4 days away from the 15th, which is halfway through.
That's crazy.
You know, I just, you know, of course, I've been saying this for years, and so have you. time is just flying by.
Just one day closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep, that it is.
That we have to look forward to.
Yes, and we're concerned about Israel.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to have a memorial. We're going to discuss that coming up after our first thing we cover. So stay tuned for that. We'll tell you all about it when we get to that. But meanwhile, there's a lot of talk about prophecy going on around the world. Now, see, the thing of it is that while people like to talk about it, that's fine. I don't care. And I talk about some of it, but basically, I live for the Lord, and I don't worry about all the stuff everybody thinks are coming. I deal with what we're going on. That's enough for right now.
Well, I think that what's coming is nothing what they think. I mean, it's going to be a whole lot different.
Yeah.
Than what they think is going to happen.
Yeah. And, of course, I didn't really mention that. And but at any rate, you do whatever you want to, you know, whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, no-trib, that trib, this trib, you know, you do whatever.
It's all interesting, though.
But, you know, for right now, for most people, live your faith, trust in the Lord, keep your eye on Him, and live one day at a time. And when the enemy brings in trouble or something, you pray and seek the Lord. You rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name. You bind the enemy in Jesus' name. You cast him out in Jesus' name. You know, that's our battle. That's what we're doing now.
And Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Yeah. So I don't spend all my time you know, I mean, I can talk a lot of that with the best of them, but, you know, we're here to advocate for the persecuted church. And on our Thursday show, we're there to preach the Word of God and teach it. And we're in the Isaiah series. Our goal is to finish that series. And on Friday morning, the goal, it's a little different broadcast on Friday morning. You know, more discussion. And then we get into a short study. But whatever you do, focus on the Lord. Keep your eye on Him. Because there are a lot of things that are stressful that get your eyes off the Lord. You get yourself in a point where you're worried about things you shouldn't be. You don't need to be. The Lord knows what's going on. And so we trust the Lord. And we look to Him. So, other than that, you know, it's time to do our first one. I'm going to do this one. Prophesied lawlessness, mystery of iniquity. You'll find this over on DanaGlennSmith.com. Now, we do have them, most of these, on both of the sites. But when we feature these, we feature them independently most of the time. So when one website has a publish, it may be different than the other one. So we do these. Warn USA is where a lot of the shows come on. We got a lot of audio and things like that. But you know, really, we're in a time when you really need to draw close and understand you are in a time of lawlessness.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't do any good to be grieved by all the wickedness and lawlessness. That is part and parcel of the end of days, because they're all growing to the harvest. We trust the Lord. The Lord will take care of us. He'll make a way for us.
That's right. Amen.
So prophesied lawlessness for the fellowship of truth. Now that's a handle. prophesied lawlessness for the fellowship of truth. In other words, the fellowship of truth knows about the prophesied lawlessness, which the world tells us what they want, and they're lawless. But the Lord tells us in his word the truth. And the truth tells us this will be a time of lawlessness. Rebellion is also going to find fulfillment. And everything that has been deemed true and natural, you know, those things that are true and natural, things that God has called us to walk in, much of the world cast it aside. Man and woman, you know, they've always had the propensity of ignoring those things that please God. I mean, if you go even back to the garden. Nevertheless, the time is now that those things which were prophesied long ago come into fullness. That means they're going to be, you know, at a particular point to where it is very uncomfortable. Now, for those who belong to the fellowship of truth, now you see, I mentioned that before. That's a good phrase, fellowship of truth. I like that. Now, fellowship of truth through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's what we belong to, the fellowship of truth through the faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is a time of extreme trouble, and it's going to ramp up even more and more. Now, while we are in the world, of course, we're not of the world. The world is in darkness, but we're in the light, and that's what Paul stresses. While we are in the world, we're not of it. Those things now filling society are relevant to the lawlessness of the age. And there is, you know, Tower, there is so much lawlessness, and people accept it so easy now.
They do.
You know, the things, you know, even the atrocities that went on, you know, by Hamas.
I think because of the technology that's going on, it desensitizes people to what's actually going on, and it's really sad.
Well, I think that's true. So the thing of it is, don't be surprised when you see it. Don't imbibe of it. And you don't have to put up with it. You can rebuke these spirits if they come to fill your mind with filth. You can rebuke them. You can bind them. You can focus on the Word of God. You can play the Word of God all day in your house. You can avoid certain situations where you're going to be confronted with that. If you get in the big cities, you're going to find someone that's going to get in your face. You see that all the time. You know, and
some of these thoughts that pop into your head are not your thoughts.
That's right.
So don't ever claim them.
I would say there's a lot of them that aren't your thoughts.
That's right.
They're there to tear you down. That's what they're there for, and the enemy does that. You know, it was Joshua so long ago that challenged the Israelites to fear the Lord and to serve him. He spoke directly to the sons of Isaac to put away the gods which their forefathers had served. It was a new day, a new time, and a new relationship. The covenant had been given at Sinai, while the circumcision was also relevant at the time. Now they had sacrifices, statutes, laws, and a tabernacle, and it was a relationship to which Joshua challenged them. Would they serve the Lord God or choose to serve the gods of the world, the gods of the nations? We know later Israel became two houses, namely one called Judah and the other Israel, or the northern tribes. Now we fast forward today, we're in that time where the mystery of iniquity will bring in the son of destruction who will deceive the world. And this will be a time of lawlessness against God and all of his laws, natural, supernatural, and redemptive. Now that's just a little sample of prophesied lawlessness, mystery of iniquity. And that was written by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Warren Radio shows are hosted by the Watchman Dana G. Smith and Tower, who is the co-host. The WIBR Warren Radio websites and ministries is what you're listening to right now. We are an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. And all scripture quoted is usually King James of the Bible, unless it's noted otherwise. The work and ministry of the WIBR Warren Radio is about the testimony of Jesus Christ, through the faith of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. So that again, prophesied lawlessness, mystery of iniquity, you'll find it on danaglennsmith.com. So check it out. Now, you know, the WI, and we're going to be talking about this. The title of this is The Memorial Death of the Innocent. And in this show title, it has Memorial Death. And the title is Memorial Young Martyrs, Prophesied Missions, Receiving Christ, Miracles, and Signs. Memorial Young Martyrs. And that particular phrase there, we talk about to remind you what happened in Israel. Now you see, the WIBR Warren Radio advocacy targets the least of these to help bring life-saving help. We support organizations with boots on the grounds worldwide who can fulfill this, who can help those who cannot help themselves. That is the Warren Radio. That's the WIBR Warren Radio. And you happen to be listening to the advocacy broadcast, where we advocate for the persecuted church, and we advocate for those ministries that help the persecuted church and work to alleviate their suffering by providing food, clothing, shelter, and whatever else they need. So when we talk about this, we remember the least of these, a phrase that delineates the help which God approves of. These include the naked, sick, prisoners, persecuted believers, and many more, of which constitute the examples found in Matthew chapter 25. The gospel is to be preached in these last days. We focus on the spreading the word of God. Yet, what would it be if Christians never cared for the least of these? Our advocacy show is just that. Our goal and target is to spread the word about missions advocacy, finding help for those who fit the description of the least of these. Yet, in addition, we also include the persecuted church and others who are in need as well. It is noted here to support financially, spiritually, prayerfully, Christian organizations who operate within the scope of Matthew above. As believers, our hope and love for the Lord leads us to help the whoevers we meet. Now, this broadcast specifically talks about the memorial death of the innocent. Now, at Israel War Room is the Twitter handle on for information that comes directly into the public realm, in this case on Twitter, from Israel concerning what's going on. Now, this happened the other day, and many of you have heard
But when I got to this, it had just happened. I seen it on, I have another feed that takes us, that comes directly from Israel.
And it started Saturday morning.
And, you know, it was Saturday morning when we knew that this was happening. And then they found this, and they put some photos up, but we've got a photo here, and you can't see anything. You can see that there's people there, but thank God they blocked it out. So the phrase is Memorial Young Martyrs. That's hashtag Memorial Young Martyrs. So I encourage you to use the hashtag Memorial Young Martyrs to remember the loss of babies. And there was also adults in there in a Holocaust that occurred when Islamic jihadists from Gaza invaded Israel and burned babies to death in a pit. Now, we are so coarse, so hardened to this type of stuff that it didn't even faze many people.
I think it's horrifying.
But it is horrifying.
And sad.
To think that you have people that would turn around and kill and burn to death babies along with parents is just unconscionable. And to have people who actually stand up and curse Israel, people stand up and go against Israel, and they think that's cool. Harvard went against Israel. That is how hardened we are in America. And this is unconscionable. Now, if you're going to be hardened, be hardened. Revelation 22. If you're going to be wicked still. If you're going to be righteous still. You can read the rest of Revelation 22. You go find it for yourself. You'll find it there. Look for it in what I said, and you'll find some phrases like that. Because what it means is, if you're going to be wicked still in these end of days. If you're going to be righteous still. Because the Lord is coming, and the harvest is going to come to an end. There will be a harvest of the wicked and a harvest of the righteous. And right now, Islamic jihadists is in the Islamic, well, they're the harvest of the wicked. But they're not the only wicked there is around here. Now, there's a lot of Muslims who have come to the Lord. But in this particular thing, it was driven by hate for Israel and by burning babies to death in a pit. It is just beyond the pale. Sick.
Yes,
terrible.
It is. You can't even describe
no heart
horrible
whatsoever. So we remember the loss of these babies and the loss of the parents with these babies, and the loss of all those in Israel as well. The WIBR officially heralds the fact that Israel has every right to avenge the death of what happened there.
Amen.
Because this comes under the guise, under the explanation of blood guilt. Because they willingly, on purpose, shed the innocent blood. Now there's a curse upon these in the Gaza Strip that perpetrated this and those who supported them. And whether you receive your reward right now, in the future, you will surely be rewarded when Yahshua comes back. Because the coming king is going to be the Almighty, the Son of God, the resurrection and the life, the Almighty in Revelation 1 Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you will stand at the day of judgment and be found guilty unless you repent with everything. To all the families, warriors, political leaders, and anyone else concerned, this is a horror to which those who did this will find a greater horror in hell. The end of this is not yet. Neither will this be the end of such things like this. Because the Dark One comes, and we will be at that time in the powers of darkness that will rule the earth. And unless the Lord comes back, there will be no flesh left alive. So today, we remember the Memorial Young Martyrs, hashtag Memorial Young Martyrs, and what happened when the jihadists of Islam from Gaza invaded Israel and burned these babies to death in a pit along with the parents. And they also did a lot other things. Took many, many lives. And this is not the end of the story. Amen. You ready for yours?
Yes. Nagorno-Karabakh, the flood. And this story comes to us via barnabasaid.org. They will cleanse the entire region of Armenians, destroy Armenians' culture heritage, and erase memories, said Bishop Hovakim in an email to Barnabas Aid. A mass exodus from Nagorno-Karabakh is currently underway after the invasion of the Christian enclave in Azerbaijan on September 19th. Floods of refugees from the Christian enclave, whose population is estimated at 120,000, have been forced to leave their homes in fear of ethnic cleansing and another Armenian genocide. The international community is finally paying attention to the plight of the Christians who have bravely endured over 9 months under siege by the Azerbaijani military, but it's too late. There are reports of mass killings, raping, and torturing of people. When we were warning about ethnic cleansing, no one was paying attention. Another wave of genocide of Armenians in Karabakh is happening. Bishop Hovakim continued, there are reports of mass killings, raping, and torturing of people. A scene of war crimes is unfolding. After three quarters of a year of the Lechin Corridor being blockaded, the Azerbaijani military overwhelmed the starving residents of the enclave. It is predicted that the entire population may now flee their ancestral homeland and seek safety in Armenia. They will need shelter, food, clothing, and medicine. Barnabas Aid will be joining the aid efforts through the churches of Armenia along with the Armenian government. Barnabas Aid providing aid once more, the bishop concluded his email by saying, thank you for your assistance. Thanks to the ongoing generosity of our supporters, Barnabas Aid has provided much-needed aid for believers while they were besieged in Nagorno-Karabakh. But now we ask you to pray even more for those living in fear and consider, if you can, give anything to help our brothers and sisters fleeing Nagorno-Karabakh. We are thankful for our faithful supporters. If you have recently sent a gift to Barnabas Aid, please do not feel under pressure to give again. But do remember the needs of Christians in this appeal in your prayers. If this project is sufficiently funded, we reserve the right to use designated gifts either for another project or a similar type or another project in the same country. That's Barnabas Aid. And we'll have an update on the Armenian refugees in a little bit. And now back to you.
Now, one thing I might add, we do tell you about the people behind the stories that we do. And we tell you where you can find them, barnabasaid.org, for instance. And there's a lot of others. They do not pay us for doing this. We get no money. We do it on our own. And we do it to honor all of these and to bring help. And so, you know, you give on your own, you do whatever, but we're just telling you about this. We are not your financial advisors. We are covering important news stories and things and telling you this is a good organization, what they're doing is what we need to do, and go take a look. BarnabasAid.org. Now, for some time, you know, I might regress a little bit. You know, living in America, we have never been worried about terrorism. Not much. 9/11 changed that. But even with that, after 9/11, when terrorism was confronted, it was overseas. And we've been seeing, I have been seeing in my research, strong hints. Number one, all the illegals that are coming in, and this has happened before. I've been noticing this for years. Even the ones that Obama let in. What we're finding is fighting age young men. And there was a group of them that they were showing. The news was down there. And they were all men. Every one of them. I didn't see a woman, number one. I didn't see kids. I saw fighting age young men. Now, others have brought that up as well. And I can tell you that there is an agreement among those who are watching this that there are people in our country now who would be classified as highly suspect for terrorism and causing trouble in America. I happened to run in on Twitter a man by the name of Tony Saruga. He happens to be a veteran of Intel Ops with the CIA and the NSA. And there's a number of other things he can do, but that's pretty much. He has a large following on Twitter. And this is something that he said. He always gathers the information. You look at the information, you see what's going on, and you look at it and you weigh it. And, you know, there is no doubt in my mind that what Biden has done has set up America for a major attack or even an army to set up in America. And so this is what Tony says. He says, a major attack is being planned in America. Intelligence, as usual, is sketchy as hell. But the chatter is deafening. I believe CIA leadership, with the cooperation of the entire intelligence state, is intentionally muddying the data in an attempt to confuse and subjugate any legitimate analysts. The military-industrial complex and global elites are demanding a world war, and they are about to get it. And he asks, doubt their power? He goes on to say, Rome is burning, and the K Street lobbyists have actually ordered Congress to take a pause for a week. This week of all weeks, K Street's lobbyists' most powerful clients include BlackRock, Sequoia Capital, Blackstone, State Street, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, BAE, United Technologies, L3 Communications, etc. All indications are that this will be a false flag designed to place blame on either Russia, China, or Iran. I suspect blaming all three might be in play.
Wow.
Now, you see, he says a major attack. But he says indications it'll be a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's misdirection here as well. But I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, you cannot do what Biden administration has been doing and flooding our nation with these people. And not only these people, we have radicals here. Many years ago, we were researching some of these. They're still there. And these are Islamic jihadists that have their own headquarters, their own places they train. And they're training for a war in America where it'll be Muslims facing Christians in a showdown over America. And this is what some of their words were. That's what they're training for. There is no doubt that this is coming. Now, one thing you might say is, why is it coming? It's coming because this country has forsaken the Lord God. Yes, we've got churches, but we have embraced wickedness and every form of wickedness, and we are thoroughly entrenched in that wickedness and the vileness of our rebellion against the Lord. Now, if you're an atheist, this won't make any sense to you. You won't like it. A lot of people won't like it. But I'm telling you unequivocally that I believe that Tony did run across some evidence that says that there's a major attack being planned in America. It doesn't mean it's going to happen in a month. But I can tell you one thing, they're here, they're in no hurry, but they will do something. And we've also got Israel in a war. And we got Lebanon, the Hezbollah over there involved in that. And Saudi Arabia gave a warning to Israel about wiping Gaza Strip off the map. We have signs of a major cataclysm at every turn because we are so divided, so full of hate. This is the time of the end. So you better be prepared. Prepare yourself, seek the Lord, and if you're not saved, repent and come to Him. Not because I say so. You need to go seek Him. I know Him. So does Tower. We've been walking with the Lord for many years. You don't believe? That's not my problem. That's your problem. But I can tell you, one day you will believe. And it may be too late when you believe. Because those unbelievers in hell, atheists and agnostics, you're not going to find an atheist or an agnostic in hell at all. Why? Because they believe there's a God, but it's too late for them. So you'd better wake up.
I was going to read...
go ahead.
Matthew 24:4-7.
Yeah.
4-8. Because it kind of ties into this. And the disciples had asked him when and what. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of sorrows. And I just wanted to read that because that kind of related to what you're saying. And, you know, Jesus said, don't be troubled.
Yep. So we are moving on. I don't even know how to cover this next one. This is about the life and legacy of Sister Leonella Gorbati. This happened a long time ago. And one thing about her that I noticed, she always forgave.
That's amazing.
And in the 1970s, Sister Leonella Gorbati, who is from Italy, stepped foot in Africa. And she would spend the next several decades there ministering until her untimely death in 2006. She had lived in Kenya for many years, working as a midwife and serving as the head of the Consolata Nursing School. Gorbati also helped create the Kimi Kimi Institute, an academic institute for women to access an educational and spiritual support. Now, eventually, she crossed the northern border into Somalia. And despite the fact that terrorism had run rampant, that's where she went. Because she held a hope for the next generation. So she created a nursing school in the capital city of Mogadishu, where she expanded the region's healthcare offerings. And she provided opportunities to young adults who may otherwise be seduced by Al-Shabaab recruiters. Now, Sister Joanne Agnes Matamu, the current regional superior of the Consolata Missionary Sisters, recalls, "We deeply believed that if we gave a chance to the young people, something different, they would lay down their weapons." Sister Leonella believed deeply in that. She said, "I know I am taking risks. I know I could be risking my own life, but I will do it for love." I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's important, folks. If we're in Christ, we have to have love. While she worked with people from a variety of backgrounds in Somalia, she worked to bridge the differences, whatever they faced. They recalled of the sister. She said there was no problem of working with people of other culture and religion as long as there is respect for each other. For where there is fear, there is no love. As the years went by, the threats to her, Gorbati, grew increasingly palpable. In 2006, Pope Benedict XVI delivered a speech in Germany referencing a Christian emperor's criticism of Islam. His remarks sparked a new wave of anti-Christian sentiment throughout the Muslim world, including in Somalia. Now, Gorbati had kept her faith largely private in the workplace. The local extremists likely thought Gorbati was attempting to convert students at the nursing school. But Gorbati continued to do her work no matter what the threats were. Now, she did acknowledge the risks of her ministry, In a 2006 interview in March, she said, "I know there is a bullet with my name on it. I don't know when it'll arrive, but as long as it does not arrive, I will stay in Somalia." Now that's another one I like. I like this woman.
Yeah.
I like her example. You know, we need countless people like that. Only a few months later, though, sadly, Gorbati's words became reality. In September, on the 17th of that month, in 2006, gunmen shot at Gorbati and her bodyguard when they were leaving the nursing school, and they were both struck several times, and they died. To the very end, she clung to her faith, choosing love over fear. According to a group of sisters who witnessed her death, Gorbati's echoing last words were, "I forgive, I forgive, I forgive."
That's amazing.
Now, that's what we need to do.
Yes, amen.
Because judgment is in the hands of the Lord. We are in perilous times. But you need to get into the words of the Lord, and you need to let them burn in your heart and trust Him. You ready, Tower?
Well, I just wanted to say that this story came to us from International Christian Concern. And if you want to see more stories like that, you can sign up for free for the ICC's monthly magazine. I believe that's
persecution.org.
Is it persecution.org? Yeah. Okay.
That's a good story.
It is. I love that story. And that's amazing that she did forgive. I mean, that, you know, that's amazing. We all need to be like that. This story is another, is an update from Barnabas Aid. Is that right? Yes, barnabasaid.org. Special missions for help the broken children of Nagorno-Karabakh and their desperate parents. 30,000 hungry and traumatized Christian children fled with their parents to Armenia in the last week of September. They were the children of Nagorno-Karabakh, where Armenians had lived for more than 2,000 years. Excuse me. In their young lives, most have experienced bombardment, hiding in cellars, and 9 months of desperate food scarcity that was followed with a full-scale military invasion by Azerbaijan on September 19th. Within a few days, it was clear that their beloved homeland was lost, a land filled with ancient churches and vibrant Christian faith. Almost the entire population of Nagorno-Karabakh, that is about 120,000 people, are now in Armenia. Their bodies are weakened by months of near starvation. Their minds are frantic with worry about relatives who disappeared in September, probably captured by Azerbaijan. Their spirits are broken as they grieve for the land that they will never see again. They feel a terrible sense of failure to protect this Christian enclave, which for 1,700 years stood as a witness to Jesus Christ. Barnabas Aid helped the Christians of Nagorno-Karabakh after it was attacked in 2020 and much of the territory seized by Azerbaijan. Barnabas Aid helped the Christians of Nagorno-Karabakh during the blockade from December 2022 to September of 2023, getting food into them by channels which God gave us. Barnabas Aid is still helping the Christians of Nagorno-Karabakh now that they are refugees in Armenia. The world may not care about them, but we do. For the children, it could be as simple as pens and pencils and notebooks to enable them to return to school. It could be a bed and mattress to give them the possibility of a good night's sleep. It could be providing special activities to heal them from the trauma. For the parents, it could be a fridge or a table and chairs as they set up a family's home again. It could be a few chickens, some sheep, or a beehive to give them a way to earn a livelihood and renewed sense of self-worth. And you can go to barnabasaid.org and to see more on that and to help. And please pray. This is tragic, Dana. It's sad.
Yeah, there's a lot of sadness in the world.
Yes, there is.
We have another thing, and every year, and I believe it's every year, International Christian Concern at persecution.org puts out a report. And they put out these reports whenever that need arises. I mean, I've got the report, and you can get the report to read it in its entirety. But they are pointing out the troubling trends for Christians in India. Now, we know what these trends are, because we cover India, Pakistan, and a lot of others, and there is no doubt. Now, this report ICC released outlines worsening religious freedoms for Christians and other religious minorities in India. We can affirm that just by our own reports, just by stuff that we find and report on. Now, as India celebrated its 76th anniversary of its independence on August 15th, the country is further from its roots as a secular democracy, because in India, they do provide for freedom of religion, but it's how they define it. Now, they're going to talk about the BJP party. And they came to power some time ago, and I remember when they first ran, there were Christian leaders in India that were warning about it, because it is a right-wing religious nationalist party, and they would restrict the rights of religious minorities across the country. And so, legally, the rise of anti-conversion laws ended up criminalizing minority religious expression, because it was illegal to convert or try to convert members of another faith. Now see, I actually believe that this is really going to be something that will be spread worldwide, especially during the time of the Antichrist, as we call him. Is he the beast? In practice, Christians and Muslims are the ones charged under these laws, because in India, that's Hindu. But Christians and Muslims are others. They're other religions, so they will be persecuted. Now, other legal barriers barring Christians and Muslims from social welfare schemes also hinder religious freedom. And socially, Hindu nationalism violates or restricts freedom across India, and they fuel mob violence against Christians and Muslims. So we wanted to bring this to your attention. The name of the report is Unchecked: The Rise of Hindu Nationalism, Legal Repression, and Mob Violence in the World's Largest democracy. So go to persecution.org and look for Unchecked, The Rise of Hindu Nationalism. That's persecution.org. Look for Unchecked, The Rise of Hindu Nationalism. It's good to be informed. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Now, we're coming up to the end of the show, and I don't think we have enough for any more. So we can definitely work on a few other things here. Now, we want to encourage you to pray for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem, and the salvation of Israel. But there's a lot of issues, not just Israel. We cover a lot of issues on our websites and all of our shows. We cover a lot of issues. And every article, Warn Radio Show, points you to Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. We do that because you need to know the Lord. Because He loves you. He gave Himself for you. And you need to know Him.
Yes, amen.
So you need to seek Him today. And I would accept, especially tell you to read the Gospel of John over and over. And with that, Tower, we're coming to the end.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. We always love to have you here with us. It's very sobering tonight, and all these stories are tragic, and we ask that you would pray for your brethren around the world and help if you can in these areas, but remember to pray for them. And we thank you for all you do for the Lord. May God richly bless you and keep you, and please pray for us as we pray for you. We love you, and stay safe. When all these things come, don't be afraid. God will keep your foot from slipping. Trust and rely and cling to Him. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go to our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles. Be sure to like the shows as well in the articles. I pray that you'll be safe. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. May He direct your steps and fill your heart with His love. May you never be lost. May you never be in darkness. And may His hand be on your shoulder always. Until the end, folks, we're going to be preaching. We're going to be teaching. As long as the Lord Jesus Christ gives us, we will be behind a microphone. Watch out for yourselves. Seek the Lord. Blessings, my friends. Until next time, from us to you, shalom. Be of good cheer. He is coming again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.